Tag Light, Mixing It Up, Heat 1 winner, Where's Chris Bragone, Heat 2 winner, Tim Colletier, and then Heat 3 winner was Cody Brzezinski. So let's see how they go in Heat number 4. Looking for a start as they come to the start line. The 13 on the pole is Keogh. Blake Keogh, and a spin. Three carts, four carts involved towards the middle of the pack. All managing to get themselves running again. Bragone in the 7, right on the back of of Colin Bretta. So Colin Bretta in the 6 has managed to work his way to the front. I think Keogh being given the short back and sides going through turn 3, and he's dropped back to third position. So you've got the two blue plates at the front of the field, Colin Bretta and Bragone. Chris Bragone in the 7. The 6 and 7 at the front of the field. Our race leader working his way through the Power Kart Raceway pit turn as Colin Bretta and Chris Bragone nose to tail through turn 1. As it was Colin Bretta with the fastest lap, the 49.57 to 0.521 for Bragone, a 49.591 in second place. So the front two pulling away now from the 4 of Josh Staples. So Josh Staples in that kart shed entry, kart shed race engines. Hopefully he can stay there after a few spins and a few offs throughout the day, marring his racing. Colin Bretta across that start-finish line. It looks like Bragone's got more pace. Colin Bretta is positioning the kart so well that Bragone can't do anything to try and make the pass. As they work their way through Jack's Tyres, turn number 5. Nothing between first and second. Then it's Staples back there, followed by the 17, Paul McKinnon. He's starting to make his way forward now. Further then back to Keogh in the 13, Villas in the 77, Brzezinski in the 18. He has won a race today, Brzezinski. Then it's Milsom, McPhee, Stinson, Brock Stinson in the 31, followed by Amy Bragone, and Michael Gattenby is the final card across the start-finish line. It's getting willing at the front. Few touches, few hellos on the bumpers between Colin Bretta and Bragone. So Colin Bretta leading in the 6. Bragone in the 7 runs in second. As they head up the back straight, round the outside, Bragone tries to make the move. Colin Bretta holding off and maintaining the lead as they work down the Burko pit straight. Race leader is still Timothy Colin Bretta in the Carton track. CRG behind him in the MCK cart is the Platinum Motorsports Chris Bragone. Nose to tail through PCR. Now the right-hander. No one using the banking today. They're all taking the apex. As Bragone makes the move into Karting Addiction, but bogs down on the way out. And on the Ruiz group, they're side by side once again. And it's Colin Bretta who takes the pass back and retakes the lead. Around the top of the circuit, nose to tail, the battle is certainly at the front of the field in this one. It's heat number 4 of Tag Light in this, the Southern Star Series. Round number 3 in Canberra. They work their way into Norris Cleaning, then towards up the rise and into PCR, turn 4. They're just locked together. As this race heads to a huge climax, a lap and a half left to run. Staples still runs in third with McKinnon. Brzezinski now coming forward along with Brock Stinson, who has got the fastest lap of the race, a 47.155 for Brock Stinson. Vella, Keogh, McPhee, Milsom, Amy Bragone, Bragone and Gattenby round out the running order. As the white flag is out, Colin Britta with a small advantage across the start-finish line this time by. Colin Britta and Bragone nose to tail through PCR. Staples is being caught now by McKinnon as Bragone tried to make the move up the inside of Colin Britta into Jack's tyres. Doesn't come off for him, and Colin Britta has a cart length now. Staples under pressure from McKinnon in third and fourth place. As fifth and sixth is Bragone and Brzezinski and Stinson. They're also having a good battle to finish it off. Nose to tail here, down the Burko pit straight for the final time. It's Colin Britta who will hold on and take the win. Bragone in second, Staples third, great run for him. Fourth place is McKinnon. Then it goes back to Brzezinski holding off Stinson, Vella, Keogh, McPhee, Bragone, Milsom and Gattenby round out the running order. What a way to start the fourth round of heats here at the Southern Star Series in Canberra. Just a reminder too, Orange to host the next round of the Southern Stars on the 1st and 2nd of August. And then, of course, it's Griffith's turn on the 5th and 6th of September. I must admit, I've never seen this before, a complete re-race of senior performance, light and tag restricted. So we've got a complete rerun of this heat. So, not a very common thing. So this is heat 3 of senior performance, light and tag restricted. No start that time by. On the pole is the 27 of Macy Clauderay, Eddie Beswick, Bailey Sweeney, Lewis Behere, William Seal in the 95, Connor Cooper, Bailey Humphreys, Jordan Giannopoulos, Oliver McLansra, Varley, Becker, Waters, Strickland, Twig and Donnelly. So we'll be looking for a start this next time by. Now, Clauderay and Beswick, the 26 and the 30. Becker in the 2. Now, last time, the lights went out, but only, I think, William Seal was the only one to respond to them, and he jumped up into the lead early and eventually went on to win his second heat. So this his results from this that heat would be nullified. Second place was Bailey Humphreys, and third was Hamish Fitzsimmons. So we're looking good for a start this time. Away on the outside, it is the 30 of Beswick that gets the best of the run. Clauderay fights back on the inside. They're still side by side as they head through 2 and into Norris Cleaning. Turn number 3, it's Beswick on the outside. Clauderay on the inside, still side by side as they head towards Jack Tyres. Turn number 4, and now Clauderay has to give way. And unfortunately, she is going to be a freight train by the field as she is caught wide on the slippery part of the circuit. That allows Beswick a handy buffer of about a cart length before Behere and Sweeney are back behind him. So here they come as Beswick gets passed around the top of the circuit now. Now, is that Behere in the 83 that's made the pass? I don't think it is. Yes, it is. Behere has made the pass. And here comes Seal. So Seal trying to make a crossover, 3 wide, coming out of turn number 1, into 2, and then through the dip. Seal takes the lead, Beswick's back up to second. Now third place, well, it looks like Behere has been shuffled back to fourth or fifth, as McLansborough, I can see in fifth place now, has fallen in onto the back of the 83 of Lewis Behere. Then it's back to the 11 of Bailey Humphreys. Now, as I mentioned, Humphreys in that last heat, finished in second position. So as they work around the top of the circuit now, race leader is still William Seal in the 95. The race leader, well, gets sideways, coming out of the TLC Constructions dogleg and onto the Mitchell's Glassworks. Front straight. He's got a handy buffer of about 0.6 of a second as Seal leads from Beswick. Then it's back to Sweeney. Bahia in fourth place. Then it's McLansborough, who's got some pressure on his back bumper from Varley. Varley dives up the inside, going into Karting Addiction hairpin. And Varley will get the spot. Still some mixing up going on as Beswick is passed by Sweeney. And also getting by him is the 83 of Bahia. So it is Beswick now who has dropped a couple of places on this lap. We've completed three laps as William Seal comes across the start-finish line. The 33 of Bailey Sweeney is up into second position with Lewis Behere, Beswick, Varley, McLansborough, Waters, Giannopoulos, Strickland as they work their way through Jack's Tyres. The battle between Sweeney and Behere for second place, a cart length between them. Now Beswick in trouble. He bogs down coming through the Ruiz group. Turn number seven and has to gather things up as Varley will catch him now along the D group back straight. Varley goes to the inside into the Capital Aviation top turns and Beswick is off the circuit and into the grass. So Beswick well and truly put towards the back of the field now, as he was off the circuit. Now, McLansborough is back onto the back bumper of Varley here, who in turn is on the back of the blue number plate 13 of Matthew Waters. Now, to let you know, oh, mistake there by Waters, and they're 2-3 wide, trying to go into Jacks, and McLansborough comes off the worse for wear as he drops back a spot to Strickland, as now Strickland comes off the circuit, and he drops back about five positions. Will be two laps left to run when William Seal comes across the start finish line next time by. So race leader William Seal well out in front by 3.1 seconds to Bailey Sweeney. Lewis Behere is the next cart through. Then it's back to Waters, Varley, McLansborough. And then it's Claudere, Macy Claudere, closing in on the back of the 20 of Oliver McLansborough. Now, we've got the meatball flag out for 43. So the 43 is the cart. Oh, I can't see what cart that is now. Yes, Chris Twigg is the 43. So a mechanical black flag for him, but we'll need the white flag out. So the leader is on his final lap. The leader on his final lap now. William Seal heading towards the checkered flag. As I can see, the 60 is off the circuit. So that is Matthew Donnelly. So he'll be a DNF. As now up the inside of the five Varley is Waters. Oliver McLansborough wants to get back into this battle as it's a to and fro. At the front of the field, the checker flag is out, and William Seal will take the win. Up the inside, McLansborough is going to get two spots off the top turn as the Seal takes the win. Second goes to Sweeney. Behere is in fourth. Who'll get fifth? At the moment, it's McLansborough. McLansborough comes home ahead of Varley. Then it's Waters, Claudere, Cooper, Becker, Humphreys, Beswick, Strickland, and Twigg. Well, Twigg got the mechanical black flag there in the end. What a race here, the rerun of Senior Performance Heat number 3. William Seal won't be too upset. He got that win back. Bailey Sweeney will be quite happy though, as he is up into second place. And then it's Lewis Behir in third. That is where he's finished in the previous heat as well. McLansbra, where the fourth place finishes one spot better off. And Varley, well, those two had swapped positions in the end from that previous run. The 13 of Waters is back there in sixth. The great race in the rerun of heat number three for senior performance, light and tag restricted masters. We'll be back now with heat number four of tag heavy in just a moment. As we get set now for the tag heavies, heat number four. Another class where we've had a number of winners. Joe Townsend won heat one. Nicholas Crawshaw has won heat two. And Corey Donnelly was the winner in heat number three. So we're looking to get things underway. This time it's the 37. It will start on the pole, Tarnitha. Tarnitha in the 37 will start from the front row. So Ether, I'm not sure if it'll be Yates beside him. I don't think that is. I think that could be Lance Horn in the 49 that's also beside him there. So we'll wait to see as they're all in good formation now. Tag heavy, heat number four here at the Southern Stars Series at Circuit Mark Webber in Canberra. Don't forget, if you are into four-stroke endurance racing, then next weekend, Circuit Mark Webber for the Pro Axle Canberra Cup 6 hour. Away and racing. And it's the Ether 37 as the card is wide. And, well, managing to hang on to it there into turn number one as Horn drops back a couple of spots, more than a couple. He's marred in the middle of the field and still out wide. He's going to drop back a few more as well. Ether has got Hudson up the inside through the Karting Addiction hairpin. And Heath will go to the front of the field. Ether in second still. Still trying to battle, stop Claudoray from getting past him. As they work their way through the Capital Aviation top turns and down that Burko pit straight for the first time. So it is Heath, followed by Ether, Claudoray, War, Tony Bregone, Ordish, Donnelly, McCorkindale, Davison, Townsend, Horn, Nobbs, Crawshaw, Yates, Stace, rounding out the running order. So as the leaders head up the managed concrete short chute and into the NGWS's, it is still Hudson Heath who leads. Tarnitha under plenty of pressure from Claudoray. Claudoray now looking for a way through, but just Ether has got him covered for the moment. In that 37 cart, the 12 of Claudoray. Oh, spinner there. That's the Ordish cart. Going wider still is Townsend, our winner of heat one. They both gather it back up. And we'll be back up and racing once again. So, Heath. Well, I don't think I've seen James Ordish off the circuit as much as I have this weekend. As a bit of bump and dodge em cars is happening there. And it looks like the 61 of Donnelly has dropped a few places as McCorkindale has managed to benefit from some bang and crash. So Heath, Ether, Claudoray, Bregone, and then I think it'll be McCorkindale, Ward, Donnelly. We'll check the order as they come across the line to complete lap number three. It's Heath, Ether, Claudoray, Bregone. Then it's McCorkindale, Donnelly, Walsh, Davison, Nobbs, Crawshaw, Horn, Yates, Ordish, Stace and Townsend. Race We've got one cart sitting down on the infield there, just out of Ruas. I can't quite pick out the number. I'm wondering if that is... That looks like it's a 46, perhaps, of Long. It is. So Long, who had a great race in Heat 2, was part of the action for most of the seven laps, eventually finishing in fifth. Unfortunately, this race is watching it from the sidelines. As our leader is Hudson Heath. Hudson Heath is interesting. He's got his sponsor down, as he'd love one. So the 18 are leading the way. If you're looking to sponsor a driver, well, he's putting on a great display at the moment for you in that 18 Tony Kart. Tarnitha in the Gunning Service Centre. Number 37, great to have Gunning Service Centre on board here for the 2020 Canberra Kart Racing Club season. And Tarnitha continues to lead the way. Brigone in the 31, now up into third position ahead of Claudere. So Brigone will be looking to try and close up the gap between himself and Ether. Behind him is Claudere, Donnelly, McCorkindale, Davison, War. Then it's Crawshaw, Nobbs, Horn, Yates, Ordish, States, and Townsend. So the white flag will be out now. So our race leader, Hudson Heath, fastest lap of the race, a 48.090. He backs it off a little bit, a 48.460 this time through, but still holds a 2.6 second lead. Yeah, it is 46 is the cart that's off the circuit. So Hudson Heath, Tarnitha, he'll get his best result of the day as he sits in second. They work to the top of the circuit as the checkered flag is at the ready for Hudson Heath, leading the way here in heat number four. Hudson Heath will take his first win of the afternoon. Second place, Tarnitha, his best result so far today. Brigoni in the 31 comes home in third. He equals his best result from heat number one. Then it's Donnelly in fourth. So Corey Donnelly in fourth place after a win in heat two. Claudere, McCorkindale, Davison, War, Crawshaw, Nobbs, Yates, Ordish, Horn, Stace, and Townsend round out the racing order. Tag heavy heat four. Up next, well, I don't know, will they put senior performance and tag restricted masters straight back out on the circuit? Or will it be the senior performance heavies? We'll have to wait and see who comes out next here at the Southern Star Series, round three at the circuit Mark Webber in Canberra. Great turn up of carts here. We'd like to thank everyone for being part of the Southern Star Series here in Canberra. We know the COVID-19 lockdown has been a frustrating period, but we're looking forward to continuing racing on here at Circuit Mark Webber as we get set for a start. It's all bang and crash as, oh, well, they've gone racing as the 26 of Ross leads the way. It's a bit of a stack up mid-pack there. Ross finds Rolf up the inside going into turn number four. And Rolf will be your new race leader. Ross in the 26 drops back to second. Then you've got the 10 of Michael Gaeta with the 9 of Bell right behind him. Then it's the 44. No, it can't be the 44. It must be Mick Lintzell in the 84. Following him through, Williams. Anthony Guerra also trying to work his way forward in the 27 car, as Rolf will be looking to put as many, well, put as big a gap between himself and the field as he possibly can. Guerra up the inside. Anthony Guerra, I should say, up the inside of Michael Guerra. So that will put him into fifth position now. So it looks like Russell Becker hasn't come through on this lap. Rolf is leading from Hunter Ross. Then it's Aaron Bell. Now, Hunter Ross had a DNF in heat number two in that Joker's Inc. Dubbo cart. He's trying to make every post a winner now, as I think Anthony Guerra is up into third position in that 27. No, he's still back in fifth. So I thought he'd made a bit more progress. It's Bell, then Linsel. Now Guerra up the inside of Linsel. And that will see him move to fourth position. So Rolf still leading. Fastest lap of the race of 52.010 on that last lap. Hunter Ross still in second. Bell is now in third with Guerra in the mini digger's arrow trying to close in this gap as they work their way up the back straight once again. Our race leader is still Stephen Rolf with four laps left to go. The Evo car of Hunter Ross sits in second with Aaron Bell in the Wagga RC cart under pressure as Guerra makes the pass going through Norris. Turn number four, Norris cleaning. Turn four, Guerra will take third position. So Rolf, 51.765. He resets his fastest time to Guerra's fastest time trying to get through the traffic is a 52.334. So Guerra now with a good run. Bit of clear track before he catches Hunter Ross, if he can. And he's had great speed throughout this weekend. Anthony Guerra, two race wins and a second place finish in the three heats so far. He was second in heat one, then took two wins. Rolf was with a win in heat one and then two second place finishes. So there'll be some work for the lap scorer setting the grid in heat number three, in the final, if Guerra can get one more spot, because they will be on equal points. So Rolf continues to lead by 2 seconds in the 17 card over the 26 of Hunter Ross. Anthony Guerra in the 27s now cleared Aaron Bell, who has got Mark Linsel closing in on him. Michael Guerra, the Guerra and Sons Orchards, IAME CRG. Cart number 10 is the next cart through with Mitchell Fredericks. Jason Kitchen in the 15 and Russell Becker. Well, he's a long way behind, but he has clicked off four laps. So as your race leader heads down towards the white flag, Stephen Rolf looking to take his second race win. Rolf, as he starts his final lap, Hunter Ross in the second position. Guerra is trying to close in on him. The gap at the start line was over a second, but he has got it down to about 5-6 cart lengths as Anthony Guerra traces down the 26. of Hunter Ross. They work through the NGW. S's. Race leader is still Stephen Rolfe. Gaeta on a big charge here in the final lap, but it doesn't look like he'll be able to get second. Great work there for Stephen Rolfe, taking the win. Hunter Ross comes home second. And then it goes back to Gaeta third. Fourth place to Aaron Bell. Fifth place will go to Mick Linsall. So, senior national heavy. Rolfe, Ross, Gaeta, Anthony, Bell, Linsall, Gaeta, Michael, Williams, Fredericks, Kitchen, Becker, the running order there. Quinton Jones and Michael Lampard, who were involved in that rollover in heat number three, both unable to start and are out of the rest of the meeting. So that's a real disappointment there. I'm assuming it's the four strokes up next here in this third round of the Southern Stars series, brought to you by Mitchell's Glassworks, Geelong Street in Fishwick. The four strokes are back out on the circuit now as we get set for their fourth heat. Aaron Osborne with two wins from three starts. We'll start on the outside of the front row. The 71 of Jonathan Markison will be your pole sitter. So the two HQ karting HQ carts at the front of the field. So Osborne, after a DNF in heat number one, came back with two wins. In fact, Darren Osborne had a accident in practice too, that she was checked out by the medical team and was cleared to race. So she is now with some work to do. Jonathan Markison on the pole, ready for a start. It's Markison who gets the jump off the start. Osborne straight in behind, as they're almost all single file. Just Ross Jones was trying to sneak up the inside that time of Michael Russell, but Russell able to hold on and up into third position ahead of David Chu. Then it's Jones up the inside now. McKinnon makes the move on Wrigley, and Bert Wrigley shuffled back to seventh position. So Jonathan Markison already with the lead in that Praga karting HQ entry. Kart number 71 leads the way, as in second position is Aaron Osborne. Osborne back there in the 31. Then a gap back to Russell, Chu, Jones, McKinnon, Wrigley, Behear, Jeffrey Umer, then it's Paul King, Martin Amir, David Lear, and Greg McLansborough didn't make it out for the start. So I'm not sure, he had a problem in heat two and was a DNF, so perhaps that was terminal, that issue that he had in heat number three. So Markison still was leading the way, but Erin Osborne has made the pass now, or at least I think she has. No, it still might be Markison at the top of the circuit, holding off the 31 of Osborne. Yeah, that is still a goal, not now. As Osborne gets through, Markison running wide through the power kart raceway pit turn. And Osborne now with a handy advantage and also the fastest lap of the race, a 54.409. So third place is the 30 of Michael Russell. He was involved in a heavy contact coming through the middle of the NGWSs, or coming off the NGWSs, I should say, in collecting Bert Wrigley, who'd had a spin. So our race leader is Erin Osborne. Now, just over a second is the lead to Markison. Michael Russell back there in third. Then it's Paul McKinnon in fourth place. So McKinnon in the 17 car. As I've mentioned before, that car different as it has got a left-mounted motor as opposed to a right-mounted motor on all the other carts. And he did say it's taken a bit of adjusting to. Now, dive up the inside into the Karting Addiction. Turn into the Karting Addiction hairpin. And the 225 of Martin Amir has gotten past the 22 of Paul King up into 10th place. So, a good battle going on there. King's now going to have David Lear in that 28 cart. Also mixing it up with him. So, as we've crossed halfway, just the three laps remaining. It is still Erin Osborne out in front in the 31. Jonathan Markison has retaken the fastest lap of the race, a 58.855. So 58.855 now for Markison, who resets the benchmark for this heat. Osborne out in front of. So live timing is working here today. Just not where we'd expect to find it, under car racing and then all car tracks. All countries. You have to search to find the live timing. So, Erin Osborne being caught now slightly by Jonathan Markison, who's putting together some of his best laps. So, Erin Osborne, Jonathan Markison, then it's Michael Russell, Paul McKinnon. McKinnon is closing in on Russell, but the white flag will be out this time by. So not much time left here. Will Markison have closed the gap any further? It was 1.1 last time past the start-finish line. It's 0.7 of a second, and Markison has gone faster, a 53.363. Now, Michael Russell is being caught by Paul McKinnon, who's 0.4 of a second back, which is about three cart lengths at this speed. McKinnon looks like he's gone to two cart lengths now as he heads through PCR turn four. So your race leader is still Osborne. Markison trying to close in. McKinnon is down to a cart length between himself and Russell. So we will have a battle for third, I feel, before the checkered flag. Around the top of the circuit, Osborne is leading the way. And Osborne leads from Markison. Russell and McKinnon, nose to tail, as the checkered flag is out, and Erin Osborne hangs on to win. Markison home in second, then the battle for third. It's still Russell, McKinnon right on his back bumper at the end, but Osborne, Markison, Russell, McKinnon, then it's Jones. Chu, next cart through is a Wrigley. Further then back to Behare. Then it's back to Emir, that's Martin Emir, Paul King, David Lee, and Jeffrey Emir will run out the final finisher here in heat number four of the four strokes. Nicholas Becker will start from the pole here in the senior performance. Light and tag restricted masters. Becker will have outside him the 20 of Oliver McLansborough. as they get set for a start here. Now, they'll head through the cut through. So Becca running the blue plate of a state championship holder. Oliver McLansborough in the 20. So McLansborough and Becca, the front row. It'll be interesting to see how they line up. Winners here. Well, William Seal has had three wins, only two of them going into the record book. Number of different Matthew Waters in the 13. He's got another state championship plate on there. Away and racing. McLansborough gets the jump on the outside of the front row, and right round the outside of him goes the 17 of Lachlan Strickland. So Strickland in the 17 leads the way from McLansborough up the inside now of the 22 of Becker. Will go the 20. No, it's the 70 of Hamish Fitzsimmons. So Becker now falls back into the clutches of Bailey Humphreys in the 11. As the race leader heads up around the top turns, the Capital Aviation top turns. It is a good jump and a good start from the production line drafting Oliver McLansborough. But Humphreys has got past him now. And Humphreys in the 11. Oh, it's slim. So that is the 95, who has had two race wins, as we've said, of William Seal. So Seal falls to the back of the field as Humphreys leads the way from McLansborough back then to the cart shed, number 70 of Hamish Fitzsimmons, as they work their way up the D group, back straight once again. Fitzsimmons now closing in right onto the back bumper of McLansborough. McLansborough sits in second place, not that far behind Humphreys. So Humphreys leading the way by 0.4 of a second. Fitzsimmons looks to the inside into PCR and will make the pass. So Fitzsimmons now in the 70 cart, heads to the Cutting Addiction hairpin and looks to get himself about a cart length advantage over the number 20 of Ollie McLansborough. Matthew Waters is in the 13 cart. He's just been passed by Lewis Behere, who on that last lap set the fastest lap of the race, a 48.756. As the race leader heads through the TLC Constructions dogleg as Fitzsimmons and McLansborough are nose to tail in second and third position. A dive up the inside there. We'll see, I think, Bailey Sweeney take position from rear Zach Varley. So Varley drops back one spot and now has Connor Cooper in the next cart. Right behind him. As now, second place changes. We've got Fitzsimmons up ahead of McLansborough. So your race leader is Bailey Humphreys in the 11 cart. Humphreys from the car sheds, Fitzsimmons. Then it's the production line drafting of McLansborough. So the Hudson Holmes, Tony Cart, now the fastest on the circuit of Bailey Humphreys, a 48.6. Oh, William Seal has just taken that fastest lap. So Humphreys' fastest lap was a 48.623. And William Seal now has gone better with a 48.606. So a great bit of driving there. Bailey Humphreys out in front. Hamish Fitzsimmons, Oliver McLansborough, Lewis Behere, Matthew Waters, Sweeney, Cooper, Varley, Claudere. Then, Varley gets back in front of Cooper. Claudere, Giannopoulos, Seals, Pass, Beswick, Strickland, then Donnelly and Twig. So as our leader, Bailey Humphreys in the 11 leads the way. The white flag is out. Race leader, Humphreys by 0.7 of a second. The race leader starts his final lap. Bailey Humphreys from Fitzsimmons, McLansborough, Buhair, Waters, Sweeney, Varley. Then it's back to Cooper. Claudere, Giannopoulos, Seal sets another fastest lap. A 48.236 this time as he tries to gather some spots back after that off early in the running. Now, white flag is out. Our leader heads through the NGWS's and up onto the D group back straight. What can McLansborough do? Looks very racy here towards the end, but still a cart length back as they come off the top turns. The battle is for second. McLansborough thought about a move into the pit turn. All the while, Bailey Humphreys will take his first win. Humphreys in the 11. Second place goes to Fitzsimmons, his best result to date. Then it goes back to McLansborough, also with his best result, third place. Further back to Behere with a fourth. Then it's Sweeney in fifth place. Sixth place is Waters. Varley is seventh. Eighth is Giannopoulos. Claudere is ninth. Seal is tenth. Beswick, Strickland, Cooper, Donnelly, and Twig round out the running order. The final race of this round here at Circuit Mark Webber, as we get set for a start. It'll be, I think, the 24 of Delfino off the pole. Schwabrick up to the front as well. So we're looking for a good race here. Tag restricted, lights and heavy. As we are looking in good order here, see how they line up to the start. In good formation, no start that time. So the 24 on the pole and the 19 on the outside of the front row. Daniel Delfino and Graham DuPont. DuPont. So they were in formation, but just the starter not happy with the way the outside went first. So the final heat of this fourth round will be into the finals next here in the Southern Star Series. Don't forget, the Southern Star Series continues in Orange on the 1st and 2nd of August. And then it's Griffith on the 5th and 6th of September. And then, of course, the South Packs at Orange coming up in the... I'm pretty sure that comes up in September as well. I don't have the dates for that one. So as we look for a start here, Delfino and Dupont on the front row. Looks good for a start away and racing. And it was Dupont on the outside. He got a bit of a help with the Donnelly cart number 11 giving him a push along. Freestone in the 8 is in third position. As Freestone up the inside finds his way to second. Still side-by-side action as they head through PCR turn number 4. As our leader, Graham DuPont, well, just takes a very wide line through that hairpin. And that will see him lose a bit of ground to Freestone, who's right on his back bumper now. So your race leader is still Graham DuPont in the 19. Following him is The 8 of Jordan Freestone. Freestone, so far I've got him down with 2 race wins. And he has just set the fastest lap of the race. So he's now right behind Graham DuPont. As DuPont opens the door and Freestone's through into turn number 4. So Freestone now out in front. Jordan Freestone in the 8 car. Tag, restricted, light and heavy. Freestone leading the way from DuPont. Then it's back to Rodney Laybutt, Adrian Dalmaso, Samuel Bracken. Then it's Daniel Delfino, James Swarbrick, Alan Scorgi, DuPont. That's Cooper DuPont. Johnson, Reeves, Boars, Middleton, Donnelly. As Freestone goes faster again with a 50.106. So 50.106. Second place, DuPont has a 1.4 second advantage over Rodney Laybutt. So Laybutt then followed by the 87 of Dalmaso. Good little battle going on further back involving the 44. I think Matthew Richardson might have been in the 50 just in front of him. So as Freestone clicks off lap number 3. A good race here for Jordan Freestone. Now back in 5th position, Samuel Bracken in the 12 cart is under a fair bit of pressure now from the 27 of Schwabrick. And Schwabrick now looking to try and make the move. They go side by side into Jack's tyres, and Schwabrick is up into that 5th position. So Bracken's dropped back a spot. As our race leader, Jordan Freestone, in that Pro-Axle Narellan, cart number 8, leading the way as he crosses the start-finish line. DuPont, Laybutt, Dalmaso, then it's Schwabrick. Oh, troubles there for the 24. Dalfino gets passed by about 2 or 3 carts across the line. So 4, Brennan Johnson behind him, Scorgi, Boars, Middleton, Richardson, and then the 66. Oh, spinner across the circuit right in front of Eric Reeves. That's Matthew Richards. So Richards having a bit of a drama here. He gathers things up, but will be next to last on the circuit. So the 8 of Jordan Freestone completes 5 laps as the top 6 are all locked in position. Cooper DuPont has gotten past Michael Allen, as has Johnson on Delfino. So a couple of changes at the back of the top 8. We've got a spinner at the top of the circuit. I'm thinking, is that the Martin Dunlop cart that has spun? So we'll have the white flag out this time by Dunlop trying to get his cart restarted now. But the yellow flag is out and he's got the entire field coming at him. So white flag is out here. As Freestone works his way through turn number 1 on the final lap. DuPont has had a great race here, running in 2nd. It hasn't been caught by Rodney Laybutt, who runs in 3rd. Behind him is Dalmaso. Then it's Schwabrick, Bracken, DuPont, Allen, Johnson, Delfino, Scorgi, Middleton, Boars, Reeves, Donnelly, rounding out the top 15. Oh, bit of bang and crash further back in the field. the 44 and the 50 coming together there. That's Bilardo and Richards. Bilardo past Richards now. As the checker flag waves, Jordan Freestone takes the win. Freestone from DuPont, Labour, Delmaso, Swarbrick, Bracken. Back then to Cooper DuPont. Then it's Allen, Johnson, Delfino, Scorgi, Middleton, Boars, Donnelly, Stephen Donnelly. Then then Bolaro, Richardson, and I think that's Dunlop rounding out the field. So that concludes the fourth round of heats. It's finals time here at the Southern Stars in Canberra.